Welcome to the Young Wealth Show, where you'll truly learn how to make, spend, and invest money for an awesome life. Get the real life stuff that wasn't part of your school curriculum. Young Wealth gives you innovative new ways of dealing with your finances, as well as the skills and tools you're going to need to survive and be successful out on your own. Let the Young Wealth Show be your GPS to take you from clueless to clued in. Here's your host, Jason Hartman, with Young Wealth.
Hey, this is Jason Hartman. Welcome to the first episode of the Young Wealth Show. It's great to have you here. I'm so glad you could join us and hang out and talk a little bit about how to get your financial life off to the right start. Because, you know, this show is really aimed at the 20-something crowd, talking about financial literacy for young adults. And I tell you, it is so important to get off to the right start, because when you get off to the right start, you have the compounding effect that we're going to be talking about a lot in future shows. We've already got a lot of great guests lined up for you and a lot of really cool shows. But today, let's talk about the three C's of financial success. What are the three C's? Credit, capital, and competency. So this will just be a real short show. We'll talk about that. And in a future show, we'll talk about the 11 commandments of financial success for young adults. And I tell you, when I was 18, when I was 20, when I was 23 years old, I so wish someone would have taught me all of this stuff. I learned it pretty early. I learned it pretty quick. And it got me ahead very quickly in my life. But I tell you, if there was a show like this back when I was that age, it would have been totally awesome. So check out what we've got here, and we'll have a lot of great shows coming up. This is all put on by my charitable foundation, the Jason Hartman Foundation. Let's listen in as we have our professional voiceover people talk about the three C's of financial success.
The Jason Hartman Foundation newsletter, number one, Zero to Success. Life as a young adult can be very confusing and chaotic. In the midst of completing your formal education and beginning a career, there is a constant level of uncertainty concerning what will transpire in the future. At the Jason Hartman Foundation, we're specifically concerned with helping young adults develop the necessary skills for financial success. These principles are encapsulated in the three C's of financial success: credit, capital, and competency. These principles serve as the fundamental building blocks, not only for financial literacy, but for creating long-term success.
The three C's of financial success: credit, capital, and competency. The achievement of long-term financial success will require the development of three key attributes. The first is credit, which will be necessary for obtaining loans, lines of credit, and can even have an impact on your insurance rates and employment prospects. The second is capital, which is the money to invest in future opportunities. The final and most important factor is competency, or financial literacy. Now, the first two C's can be developed over a few years, but competency and financial literacy must become a lifelong endeavor if you wish to achieve long-term success.
The first C, credit. Credit represents your ability to borrow from banks and financial institutions at attractive interest rates. Most people only pay attention to their credit for the purposes of buying a home, but there are many more important roles that your credit score plays. One of these roles is to influence your insurance rates. Insurance companies frequently use credit scores as a proxy for the risk profile of customers, since there is a higher correlation between customers with poor credit engaging in risky behavior than customers with good credit. Furthermore, some employers will also pull the credit score of applicants to gauge the extent to which they are responsible with their finances. Then we get to the real advantage of strong credit. Namely, the fact that it allows you to purchase leveraged investment properties with an interest rate that is fixed for 3 decades. The reason that this is such an advantage is because leverage allows you control a much greater asset base than can be purchased with cash alone, and a fixed rate mortgage protects you against price inflation in the future. With that being said, let's take a look at how leverage and inflation work. The way that leverage produces benefits can be demonstrated with some relatively straightforward arithmetic. Let's suppose that you purchase an investment property worth $100,000 with cash. If the value of that property increases by 10%, you will have earned $10,000 on the $100,000 that you initially invested. Now, let's say that you purchased the same $100,000 property with $20,000, or 20% down, and $80,000 borrowed from the bank. If the value increases by the same $10,000 or 10%, but you only have $20,000 invested, this means that your return on investment jumps from 10% to 50%. There is a very important thing to keep in mind with leverage, though, and that is the impact of large negative cash flow or price disruptions. When properties are bought for speculation and not rented out to tenants for income, it means that the owner of the property must float the interest payments until the property can be sold. If market values decline and the property is no longer worth what you paid for it, things can get very sticky. Consider what would happen if you purchased a $100,000 property with 100% financing and the value went down by 10%. Not only are you on the hook for your monthly mortgage payments, but you owe $10,000 more on the mortgage than your property is worth. One of the best ways to mitigate these risks is to choose investments that generate cash flow to cover your mortgage payments. This will give you the flexibility to wait out declines in market value while the tenants pay for your mortgage with their rent revenue. And you can choose to sell when values are high instead of being forced to sell when values are depressed. Now let's think about inflation for a bit. The way that inflation comes about is when the government expands the supply of money in circulation faster than the rate of productivity growth for goods and services. What happens in this scenario is that the amount of money circulating goes up, while the amount of products and services stays the same or goes down. More money chasing less goods can only result in higher prices. When the prices for goods and services go up, it frequently results in higher interest rates, as investors become unwilling to purchase bonds at low rates of interest that are being eroded by inflation. When you take out a fixed-rate mortgage on an investment property and inflation strikes, it results in higher home values, higher rents that your tenants pay to you, but exactly the same mortgage payment that you pay to the bank.
The second C, capital. When talking about business and investments, the term capital is used to describe the money, equipment, or other tools that are used to produce products and services. In the context of personal investment, capital represents the amount of money that you have available to purchase assets that can generate cash flow and appreciate in value. Now, there's an old cliche that states, it takes money to make money. And in many situations, it's very accurate. Any investment you make will require some form of capital. In some cases, it will be your money. In other cases, it will be money that you've borrowed. In many cases, it will be your time, and in certain situations, it will be funds from investors. Now, banks and investors typically want you to have some of your own money at risk so that they know you have a vested interest in success. So, what is the best way to build up capital? Well, if your surname is something like Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Hilton, Carnegie, or Kennedy, then capital may not be much of a problem. However, for the other 95% of us out there, we need to figure out ways to build capital on our own. The most straightforward way to build a base of investment capital is to save a portion of your salary, frequently 10%, and place it into a separate account that will be used exclusively for investment. Another thing that many people do is to use the equity in their home for investing. Taking out a line of credit on your house may give you the necessary capital to begin an investment program after you become educated in different investment options and strategies. A third option for building capital can be to borrow it from friends and family or to take on partners. This is frequently the most tenuous of strategies since partnerships can be difficult to manage. Jason Hartman is fond of saying that the hardest ship to sail is a partnership. In the end, this is for you, the investor, to figure out. Each person needs to find the solutions and strategies that are best suited to their situation. Another thing that many people frequently ask is how much capital they need to accumulate. Well, the answer to this question is highly dependent on the type of investment you'll be undertaking. In many cases, packaged investments with low capital requirements, such as mutual funds, tend to offer relatively average returns. Conversely, investment deals, such as foreclosure rehabilitation, may require more capital and will definitely require more expertise. It's also important to bear in mind that some phenomenal deals require very minimal capital, and some deals with large dollar requirements can be big losers. Ultimately, it's your responsibility as the investor to evaluate which investment opportunities are best suited for your level of expertise, experience, and capitalization.
The third C, competency. The third and most important of the three C's is competency, or your financial literacy. In practical terms, this represents the most valuable capital that anybody can possess, namely the brain sitting behind their eyes and between their ears. Credit and capital are necessary tools, but they have no inherent wisdom, no soul, and no creative intelligence. Both of these ingredients require a competent person to build them into investments that produce things people value. The person who builds these deals could very well be you. Another way to communicate the notion of competency is financial literacy. Specifically, the knowledge of how financial products and processes work. Becoming educated in the workings of investment and finances allows you to make intelligent decisions. It will allow you to quickly determine what kinds of deals represent the best opportunity and which are too risky or generate returns that are too low for serious consideration. It will help to guide your everyday decisions toward financial success. Financial literacy helps to significantly limit your risk of failure. This does not necessarily mean that you will never lose. Investments involve risk, and sometimes luck aligns against you. What it does mean is that you will be investing with full awareness of the risks and rewards so that intelligent decisions can be made. Thus, the most important concept to internalize is that one should become educated before engaging in an investment program. Deals come and go, but the knowledge necessary to assemble and execute deals is crucial to successful investing over the long term. Practically speaking, this means that you will probably be doing a lot of studying, research, and reading before initiating your first investment. Sometimes it can be difficult to be patient while absorbing the necessary education, but always remember that there are two components to success: knowledge and action. Knowledge without action becomes nothing more than expensive infotainment. Action without knowledge is extremely risky and likely to produce spectacular problems. Those who realize financial success build their knowledge base and then act on it. Copyright the Hartman Media Company. For publication rights and interviews, please email media@jasonhartman.com. This show offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Opinions of guests are their own. Jason Hartman is acting as president of Platinum Properties Investor Network exclusively. Nothing contained herein should be considered personalized, personal, financial, investment, legal, or tax advice. Every investor's strategy and goals are unique. You should consult with a licensed real estate broker or agent or other licensed investment, tax, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed. Please call 714-820-4200 and visit www.jasonhartman.com for additional disclaimers, disclosures, and questions.